This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Do you think it's the Pats' fault for the roster's lack of talent, or it's the owner or Jimmy wanting Lowry? I think it's multi-layered is what it is. It's a great franchise that wants to win badly, right? And remember what I talked about yesterday a little bit? They kind of get drunk a little bit too much on their own players. And sometimes they end up paying money for guys that aren't really worth the kind of money that they thought they were when they gave them that cash. And then they get into a deal that they end up regretting. And it's happened a bunch now. And then I think Riley, hate to say it, but he's gotten a little softer in his older age. And one of the things that I don't like about what's happened in the last 10 years is that he has succumbed more to players than ever. And I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can ever allow a player to run your organization. They don't have the interests, the best interests of your team. They have the best interests for themselves at that moment. They don't give a shit about the ramifications. They don't care that if you screw up the Shabazz Napier pick, then you ruin that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care if you sign Lowry and then it doesn't work out. Well, then, okay, it's not working out. Well, then I got to pace myself now. I got to take off half the season. So now you're getting hurt in the regular season because the guy you signed is this guy's best friend. And so now you've got to walk this tightrope because now you're pissed off at one guy, but you can't piss off your main star. And so I think the Heat have allowed themselves to get involved in too much drama that they don't need to get into. Whereas Riley was way more cutthroat back in the day. And I think that this franchise is not nearly as cutthroat as it used to be. And then you have an owner that is a great owner. There's no doubt that the Arison family is great ownership. But they put a cap on how far they're willing to take chances. And that also doesn't help out. I mean, the fact that you're playing without a 15th man is insulting to your front office. Why? Because you're looking to save a couple bucks. You're a billionaire. I'm sorry, dude. That part is also unacceptable. So that's why I tell you it's multi-layered. You know, I can blame Riley for things. I can blame Arison for things. I can blame the team for things. The guy I really can't blame is Spo. Because I don't think he's the one making the final decisions on this stuff. I think he just coaches what he has. And, you know, that part I can't blame Spo for. I can't blame Spo if the owner doesn't want to spend and tells you you got to, you know. What's this deal with sticking with Udonis Haslam? Okay, so you're the front office. You know your owner is drawing a line on the cheap part. And he is being cheap, by the way. Let's not dance around this. You're a billionaire and you don't want to have a 15th man because you're worried about going over the salary cap and being a tax team. Oh, please kiss my ass on that. You know, don't. Not doing that. Not going there. And so you're the front office. And you know your owner doesn't want to pay for a 15th guy. So why are you going to keep the 14th guy in UD that really isn't the productive player you need him to be? He's just kind of a figurehead and I get it that UD is there to rattle cages. That's not really what Spo does. UD's there more to be the rah-rah guy. That's really not what Spo is. Spo is more of a cerebral type coach. So it's different. You know, he's not going to sit there and give you a rah-rah speech and stick his head inside an ice bucket for, you know, 3 minutes. And everybody thinks, oh, my God, is Riley dead? And then he comes out and says, you see, you bastards, I can hold my breath under a bucket of ice for 77 minutes. And you all thought I was dead. Now go out there and kick their ass. That's not what Spo's going to do. And so there's a lot of layers to why the Miami Heat are in the pickle that they're in right now.